Welcome to another episode of Skincare
and Scandals. I'm Nicole, and I am joined by
Alicia.
And it's our birthday!
It is our birthday. We are 1 year old.
We have been telling you about all the things that you slather on your face and the scandals behind them for an entire year.
I can't believe it. Can you?
No, it's been quite a journey.
It seems like we just started this not too long ago.
I know. And somehow you have stuck around for 365 days. So we are very, very thankful.
You know, it's so funny. When we were brainstorming this show, I remember telling Nicole, like, we're going to run out of stuff to talk about.
We have this panic at least like once a month. We're like, it's over. It's over. We're done. It was a nice run.
And then lo and behold, something crazy happens. And here we are again. It's so easy. Yeah.
It is quite magical. For such a niche topic, I really can't believe we're still going.
I know. It's been a lot of fun, though.
It has.
So we thought for our year anniversary, we would talk about us.
Because we know that is the real topic that you are all listening about. And I don't think we've ever come on the podcast and told everyone how we got it started and like the inception of it and how it grew.
Yeah.
Or anything really.
Well, and I will preface this in the background. There's like this massive storm, which probably leads us to where we're actually podcasting from, where we live. We live in Florida.
Sunshine State, my ass.
We're currently experiencing one of those summer storms that just springs up out of nowhere, wrecks everyone's life, brings like 70, 80 mile an hour winds, 20 minutes, it's over. So that's what's going on in the background right now.
I did get up this morning because we've been having a lot of pop-up storms this week here, some severe. And I got up this morning and I was like, it's beautiful outside. Let me clean my porch.
It was beautiful outside, but.
And I cleaned it and there was so much pine straw on my porch. I don't know from where. I don't have pine trees in my backyard. Complete waste of effort. Gonna have to do it again tomorrow or the next day. Or maybe I won't clean it for months. I don't really know what the move is there.
Well, if we end up needing rain, if we go through a drought, just clean your porch. That's all you need. That's the rain dance. Probably.
Maybe. I've been doing it wrong my whole life. Anywho, back on topic.
Yeah. So
Alicia, how did we come across this podcast? How did us two even end up together in this world?
Oh man. So Nicole and I, if you haven't gleaned this from what we talk about, we are both attorneys and we stayed away from telling people that for a long time. Because we didn't want people to think anything we said was legal advice, one, and two, not think that this was going to be some like weird academic podcast. Because
right.
You know, at the end of the day, we are attorneys, but we also really enjoy skincare and kind of just digging into companies and creators and influencers. And so we really love that portion too. So we didn't want it to become like an academic educational thing. In that sense, I think.
Right.
So Nicole and I met through a local organization, like a local volunteer organization. And she and I both grew up in the same town, but we graduated from the same high school, but we graduated in different years. So we didn't know each other.
I'm the young, hot, fun one of the pair.
I'm the elder millennial of the group. Nicole is the baby millennial of the group. I'm the elder millennial of the group. But
I tell Alicia what I love about our friendship is no matter how much skincare she uses, I'll always be younger.
Yeah.
Which is rude of me, but whatever. It's funny.
I mean, it's true. It's true.
It's true.
No, but so we actually like sort of rotated. We like orbited around each other like moons for most of our growing life. And then after college and after grad school, we moved back here and met each other through this local volunteer organization. And, you know, it's so hard to, at least in our neck of the woods, it's so difficult to meet female lawyers that are, you know, within, I think, our sort of age range, I would say. you know, a lot of people tend to go off into big cities and things like that. And a lot of people are not necessarily coming home. And we do live in a smaller city. So compared to, you know, the big metropolises of Florida, like Miami or Jacksonville or something like that. So we met and sort of glommed onto each other.
Right. We actually met through a friend that I grew up with, that we were close growing up and kind of reconnected when I moved back to town, that Alicia knew through practicing law. And so she's like, oh, I have this friend and you should get to know each other. And then,
yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Thanks for the introduction, Lauren.
Yes, Lauren, who is supposed to have been on the pod already a long time ago.
We've never done the Lauren's Bar segment.
I don't know. We had a whole segment picked out for her and we have not been able to,
figure out
the perfect spot. But
no. So I guess the podcast kind of started because Alicia and I are very, very similar. And like our minds just are equally chaotic in different ways.
Shout out to all the Enneagram threes out there.
Yes.
Because you are with your people here.
I'm a three wing two. Alicia's a three wing four. Yep. So we really have the gamut covered there.
Yep.
And we were at a gathering at my house and we started talking about skincare and it sort of like went off from there. One of our really good friends who is beautiful and does not have any wrinkles on her face and looks fine. But otherwise, she told us that she had used bar soap on her face. And we were like, absolutely not. Stop the party. Go around the circle. We're educating you all. Yeah. And the group is like, wow, y'all really know a lot about this.
Yeah.
And so people are always like, y'all should do something together. Y'all should start a podcast. But everyone thought we should start a Bravo podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we just talk a lot and we talk very similarly and we love trash television.
Yes. Well, and you know, I always thought about doing a podcast. I thought it would be a lot of fun. And, you know, the thing is, and I think a lot of people don't realize this, podcasts are a lot of work. I mean, you have to like do your research and you have to set aside a time to podcast and you have to make sure you actually have the podcast paraphernalia to get everything right. And, you know, troubleshooting sound and, you know, intros and outros and music and the posting and the editing. And shout out to our podcast editor. And he spends a lot of time doing getting each of the episodes ready. And I mean, you know, people charge a lot of money for that. And so if you're just doing this on your own, you know, looking back now over the years and podcasts that I've listened to, I can tell now going back, the podcasts that either don't have editors or maybe edit themselves or pay someone to do editing, because you can really hear a difference. You can just really hear a difference. So I'll just leave it at that and be nice, I guess.
I think it's a reality. Like, I don't think that we would still be doing this at all if Ben wasn't the one doing the actual
work. Yeah. He really puts in a lot of time.
And it's nice that we don't, I mean, he sends us the episodes to like listen through and approve. But like, I feel like at this point, I don't really need to, because he knows what I want cut out and what I want to remain, and like what jokes I'm fine with, what idiocracies I've said that are fine to stay, and which are like, no, that'll actually embarrass her. So it's been a big blessing to have a producer, number one, and then a producer who understands us as people.
We've definitely learned a lot about the whole entire process, and it has allowed us to be very thankful for, I think, for each other, because there are some episodes certainly where Nicole has some expertise in a certain topic area. And before we've started off, I've just said, like, you know about this, like you're taking lead on this. And she, you know, obviously does a fabulous job and breaks everything down really easily. So it's allowed us to kind of depend on each other, I think, in a different way.
Right.
And it works really well, because since we're so similar, we can very easily depend on each other, I think.
Right. We could just kind of like trade off. When it's super academic, I'm like, nerd Alicia, you do it. I'm kidding. I'm not, actually. If it's like trash TV pop culture, I'm on it. If it's deep academia, it's all Alicia.
So going back to when we initially talked about this, I can vividly remember, I need to find this text message and like print it out and frame it. But Nicole sent me a text message that said skincare and scandals. That's the podcast. And that's what the text message said. That's it. And so I remember going to Apple Podcasts and looking for skincare and scandals. And I messaged her back and I said, I don't see anything. I can't find that. Where is it? And she said, no, dummy, that's our podcast. That's what it's going to be named. And I loved it. I love that name. Yeah. It really combined so many things for us. You know, we love the scandal. We love the drama. We love giving our personal opinions about other people's drama and other people's scandals and just like pontificating wildly about what we think might be going on or what might have happened or what might happen in the future, combined with our love of skincare. And
we love anything that's not our personal drama.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's allowed us to, and again, if you've been following along, you know that we have jumped into like the Bravo world. We've jumped into reality TV. And, you know, we've talked about some older things that have happened, some cases that happened, you know, a decade or so ago, some lawsuits and things. And then, you know, as we're coming across them, some current events when all of the dry shampoo stuff was really breaking and those articles were everywhere. I mean, that was a huge thing for us to talk about. And so it's allowed us to kind of be in a lot of different places and it's been really nice. Yeah.
It has. I think I've also learned a lot through our research of stuff. Like,
yeah,
I think when I go back and I look at my skincare routine now, it's actually a lot more condensed than when we started the podcast.
Yeah.
Which is just interesting. Like by the skin queries and researching different things, I've just been more attentive to what I buy and I've been more in an investment in the like active ingredients over like the brand or what's trendy, like really paying attention to ingredients, really investing more in effective products. And it's really cut down on what I really use. Like I'm not doing like a 10-step skincare routine. Sometimes I do for fun, but like baseline, I've gotten much more condensed and effective and intentional with my skincare. And also my makeup, too. I've changed a lot of it out just by learning about talc and different things that are contained within cosmetics and what to look for. And so it's been like educational for me, even though I'm the one doing the research, too.
Yeah. No, I mean, for sure. They're kind of along the same lines as talc. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily would have been paying attention to those things as heavily if we had not had the opportunity to dig into some of these topic areas. I think for me, I can certainly echo that my skincare routine has changed. It has become less about the brand and more about what I am experiencing on my skin and, you know, being very conscientious about percentages and active ingredients, like you said. And when a new thing comes onto the market, you know, what are people saying that makes it amazing? Is that something that's going to work for me? So it's been really, I think it's been really good for me to kind of hone my own skincare routine down kind of in the same way
you're
talking about, you know, and it's been really nice. I mean, I don't know if I necessarily would have been as conscientious about certain products. I mean, I always wore sunscreen. But I don't know if I even necessarily considered wearing it every single day until we really started digging into some of this.
Right. If you've learned nothing from our podcast, please wear sunscreen. That's all I ask of you.
Yeah.
That's all I ask.
I mean,
I ask a lot more. That's a lie. But like at minimum.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think I was always wearing it like when I was going outside, if I knew I would be going outside for an extended period of time. But just to put it on every day is like a matter of course. I don't think I necessarily recognize the importance of that. And then, you know, even little things beyond that, like if I need to be very conscientious about sunscreen, if I put vitamin C on my face that morning.
Yes. But
if I'm, you know, if I'm going to go kayaking or something outside and I'm, you know, doing my morning routine, I'm washing my face, I'm definitely not putting any vitamin C on that day because I know I'm immediately going to be out in the sun for a while. So just just little things like that. I think I'm being way more conscientious about than I wouldn't have before. it's also an interesting point in my life, age-wise, as I can look back on pictures from a decade ago and see how just young and vibrant I looked. I was so like carefree.
I still think you look young and vibrant.
Well, thank you. But just so, you know, just so carefree, like when I was in law school and just getting out of law school. And I think of, I mean, kids now that are like in high school and in college, they're doing the skincare routines that I'm doing now. Like they're incorporating those things into their daily lives. Whereas, you know, I started using a retinol like in my 30s. And so being at the age that I'm at, I feel like there's a large discrepancy in specifically women who have cared about their facial routines and women that haven't.
Yes.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't you say that like that 35 to 40-ish time frame, a lot of women like appear to age really fast, right?
I think so. But I think like in your late 20s, early 30s is really the only time to get ahead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you have things like sun damage and stuff, you can't really use that much product anymore to fix the problem. You have to go through more invasive solutions like lasers and fillers and Botox to go through and be able to adjust your routine as you can, especially before you hit your 40s. And that's just aging. That's just life. But if you want to do it gracefully, I think the earlier on you pay attention, the more chance you have it aging gracefully in the end without as many invasive techniques being used, which are fine to use. I will definitely use them one day. Don't you worry. But
yeah,
I'd like to extend my time period.
Well, I'm really interested to see these girls that are embracing this, you know, I don't want to say like intense skincare routines, but they're embracing a routine of some sort, like in high school and college, to see like what this generation, what is it? Generation Alpha?
Is there more than Gen X or Gen Z?
Oh yeah, because Gen Z is like in their 20s. So whoever, I think I want to say it's like Alpha. Someone told me it's Alpha.
I can't go that far with the youth.
Anyway, when they get to be in their 30s, like, are they just going to look like pristine?
You know? I think so, because one, you have all like, there's a whole discussion about social media and whether it's good for children and teenagers or not, but they do have access to social media and they can see how to properly use skincare.
Yeah.
We were out here just going to Walmart and Target, slathering things on our faces, looking like Oompa Loompas. Okay. There is hope for the generations. Yes. There's so many more products. There's so much more awareness of products. People are being more transparent about what products they use and how to use them. And I just think like we're smarter now too. I saw a stupid post the other day and it was like college students out here drinking green smoothies, using retinol and going to Pilates. And I was like, yeah, I definitely wasn't doing any of that.
Yeah.
I was like out by the pool.
Oh, yeah.
With like a Gatorade, thinking I was hydrating myself, no sunscreen, just getting tan and crispy on the weekends.
Oh yeah. Yep.
Maybe riding the elliptical at the gym while reading a book. That was about my level of fitness. I think there's just more awareness and acceptance around health, and people respect people's health journeys more too, I think.
Yeah,
now.
For sure. You know, and even in the last year, I think social media has just really exploded even more so. So we've talked about this several times that, you know, after COVID, social media really pushed the skincare, self-care.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really just continued to explode from there. And so we've seen over the last year or two, you know, dermatologists, nurse practitioners, PAs that work in the skincare space, estheticians, just really take social media and make it something. And I feel like over the last year, you're starting to see a lot more differentiation between them, because there's so many on social media now that are trying to make a name for themselves. I feel like the information is just getting better and better.
I think so. I've also really enjoyed just learning from our guests. Like I've learned a lot. I will never look at Botox the same after talking with Dr. Jenna. Mary Cam came on the podcast asked and really told us so much about talc. Like, we knew it was bad, but I didn't know it was like that bad.
Yeah.
That was interesting. We had Michael Wynn come on and talk to us about bankruptcy, which we didn't know bankruptcy and skincare could be related, but guess what?
Yeah,
they sure are. Brandy came on, Dr. Brandy came on and talked to us about antiperspirant, which was, I think, one of the most requested episodes was like, please tell me if I'm going to die from my deodorant or not.
Yeah.
And it's just been really fun to kind of bring people into our skincare sphere in some regard. And I've really enjoyed it. And it's been fun just having people invest their time into the podcast alongside us. It's been a good little time.
Yeah, it really has. I will totally echo what Nicole says. Learning from people who have expertise in a certain area, who utilize certain things in their daily lives has been really eye-opening.
It has.
I'll tell you, I cannot look at an advertisement for a Botox party the same.
No, like I ask so many questions when I go get my Botox now. Like, I'm so aware of injection methods. I sit upright for 4 hours. I do not touch my face. Like, there's so many things that I feel like I can do as a consumer to protect myself by learning from other people. Mary Cam also telling us like how to look at ingredient labels too, to be better equipped.
Yeah. No, and I, like you said, with Dr. Brandy's episode, we really did get a lot of requests for that. And it was really nice to have her come on and give us sort of the ins and outs of what makes deodorant and antiperspirants work.
I also didn't know there was so much science behind sweating and different kinds of sweat and different glands. Either. Like I walked away and I was like, wow, I know nothing about how my body actually works.
Yeah.
That was cool. That was cool.
And obviously, Michael, he was so enthusiastic to be on the podcast with us. I have to say, like, it was so fun getting to record with him because he really is so knowledgeable about this area of the law. And if you know anything about lawyers, you know that we don't know everything about everything. We obviously practice a certain area and we're knowledgeable
about that
area. Don't tell
people that, Alicia. Don't tell people that. I know everything in the world that there is to know.
Well,
I'm kidding. Absolutely not.
For myself,
if you need me to get you out of jail, you're on your own, y'all. Don't call me. I'll probably end up with you trying to get you out.
I never, obviously, you know, we study bankruptcy in law school, but it was never as interesting as it was to me personally talking to Michael. I thought he made that could be a very dry topic area. And I thought he made it extremely interesting. And we're already planning to bring him back on because there are other companies that have been declaring bankruptcy recently, and we need to know how the Revlon bankruptcy actually resolves itself. So we'll have that in the hopper as well.
No pressure.
I have to say, one of my very favorite episodes, and we might have to go back and redo this one a little bit because we were still trying to figure out our sound and our mic situation, but the Real Sunday Scaries has such a special place in my heart. I love that episode so much.
Wait, was that our first one?
That was our first one. Yeah.
It was our first one. And it's been fun to see how we've evolved. Like, we used to like sit there and get on a call and type out a script and pick our shared articles and like really sit there for 30 minutes and plan it out. It'd be like, you're going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this.
Yeah.
And now we just like do our own research. I mean, we'll send each other stuff and we'll be like, okay, who's like, it's gotten so much more casual and natural.
Yeah.
We just talk over each other and let our nice producer take care of it. It's just a lot more relaxed and a lot more fun. It has just been really nice to use like our legal knowledge in a creative and fun way.
Yeah.
Because you don't get to do that every day.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah. I think as far as topics go, I think the Sunday Scaries was probably
that was a good one.
Of my faves. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed the episodes where Nicole gets real wound up about stuff. Those have been real fun. Like the Pond's cold cream episode.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't always behave, but I think it makes for great entertainment.
That was a lot of fun. So as we look forward to year two of the podcast, we are looking forward to continuing to bring on some, I'll call them some subject matter experts. I'll say some people who, you know, who are in certain worlds, who know a lot about what they're talking about, you know, some hot button topics. So looking forward to more guests. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to some more brand collaborations. We did have a brand collaboration this year with VitaMasks, and that was a lot of fun. We really loved recording with them. And so we're looking forward to more of those. Obviously, looking forward to a new merch drop and some more giveaways with our audience. And we love hearing from you guys. Continue to send us in ideas, or if you have skin queries or questions, we love to hear from you. If you ever have a question, sometimes we turn those into full episodes. And if you recall from one of our most recent episodes, we also will put you on the podcast with your recording
voicemail. Leave Alicia voicemail this year, y'all. That's how you can wish us happy birthday. Someone leave Alicia voicemail.
Oh, leave me a voicemail.
Leave Alicia voicemail. It'll make her so happy.
All right, Nicole, what about you?
I don't know. I'm just excited to keep on learning new stuff and seeing how the skincare world just keeps on giving us topics. Like, I've just been so pleasantly surprised that we've been kind of able to find something almost every week to talk about. It's just been fun.
Yeah, it has. It really has.
Yeah. And just seeing our viewership kind of grow over the past few months has been really exciting to know that you're not like shouting out into the void.
It has been fun to see like which episodes like
perform.
Which episodes like hit with people. Like some episodes that we never would have imagined would have gotten the response that they would have just absolutely blown up. And so it has been kind of funny to see which ones are sort of like the episode du jour.
Right. Because I don't think we ever go into an episode and be like, this is the one.
Yeah.
And then you do a random one and that's the one that gets all the things. You're like, what is happening? It's been fun.
I will say this, you know, we're recording this on Father's Day weekend. Shout out to the fathers in our lives that are embracing the skincare journey with us.
Right. Yeah.
We are going to have an episode. There is a segue. There's a purpose in me saying that. We are going to have an episode where producer Ben comes on the show and we're going to talk about men's skincare. That's something that several people have reached out to us about. And so we are going to have an episode on that. So I know a lot of people have sort of lamented that their spouses do not, either are not interested or don't care about anything skincare related. And we think
you should
help with that.
And I think you should just tell your significant other, you're looking like a crusty old man. And if you want to keep me around to have to look at your crusty face, let's decrust it with this basket of products I made you. I think that's how you solve the problem.
Oh, let's decrust it.
Let's decrust this attitude of yours. Let's decrust this toxic masculinity of not putting things on your face.
Oh boy. Yes.
You know,
yeah.
Maybe don't start off that strong, but we'll get you there. We'll get you some better tips and tricks to, you know, kind of incorporate things in.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said before, as we move into year two of the podcast, if you have anything that you've ever been curious about that you would be interested in knowing a little bit more about, please send us a message and we will start researching immediately because we love it.
That's what we do. That's our shtick.
That is our shtick. All right, guys, this was so fun to give you a little bit more information about us and sort of peel back the curtain a little bit and tell you more about the ladies behind the microphone.
We've kept it so secret. Our jobs that no one would have ever guessed.
You know, I will say this. We have had a couple people tell us that do know that we're attorneys that have said that they don't feel like we over-attorney our episodes, that we make them very approachable and not super, I guess, I don't want to keep saying academic over and over again, but I mean, I think that's the best description for it. So
I don't have the energy on the weekends to over-attorney anything.
I know, that's right. All right, friends, thank you for joining us. Thank you for making our first year successful. We look forward to another year of fun with you, and we will catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Get your skincare fix throughout the week by following us on social media at Instagram, Facebook, and the occasional TikTok at Skincare and Scandals.
Send us an email or a DM, and we just might answer your question on our next episode. Our contact info is in the show notes for each show.